As the Steelers found out officially on Wednesday, they will be without rookie wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster Sunday against the Ravens. Here's offensive coordinator Todd Haley on filling his void.
You know, we got to have guys step up. He's obviously done a very good job for us, both in the pass and the run game. He's given us a physical element, and I think, though, what's happened is when you get a guy playing at a high level like that in the run game at the receiver position, you get other guys at that position following, you know, kind of raising their standard and expectation. So I think they all just understand that they gotta step up a little bit for them.
All right, so no Juju Tunch, but talk to me about this Ravens defense. And you were talking about them being opportunistic and scoring touchdowns.
Yeah, you know, Miss, you know, it's funny, as I was listening to Todd speak about no Juju, I kept thinking about him saying, oh, yeah, man, we miss him in a running game. We miss him on those crackback blocks, on checkdowns to Le'Veon Bell. I know I'm going to miss him this week, and I know he's just the kind of guy you'd love to have in this Ravens-Steeler rivalry. But when you look, Missy, when you look at the defensive line of the Baltimore Ravens, you have three loads there. Brandon Williams is back. He didn't play in the first game. You've got Carl Davis. You also have Michael Pierce. All three of those guys are 330-plus guys. They're physical. They come off the ball well. They're not the fastest guys. Owosso and C.J. Mosley. C.J. Mosley is a tremendous player. I mean, he makes tackles sideline to sideline. He's very athletic. He's very physical. You know, it's the typical Ravens stuff. They rotate their outside guys. You know, they got Za'Darius Smith, who's an outside linebacker. You know, he's the 280 guy for outside linebacker. He's your run stopper. But you got Terrell Suggs. At 35 years old, he's got 10.5 sacks. I mean, one of the scouts told me that he had 30 strip sack fumbles in his career. It is amazing. I was just watching tape, and even when he doesn't beat his guy clean and get a shot at the quarterback, he's got this sense of where the quarterback is, and even if the pocket collapses on the other side, he knows where the quarterback's going to step up, and that's where he gets his sacks. So although he doesn't get the clean sacks where he beats the guy on the edge like he used to, he gets those workman sacks where he's always working his way to the quarterback. The guy on the other side, Matthew Judon, he's pretty good. He's got six sacks. He's really come alive the second half of the season. Does a really nice job. Then they bring in Willie Henry. He's a three-technique guy, very, very quick up the field. He's one of those guys that's a really good inside pass rusher. So, you know, their front seven does a great job. And, you know, one of the reasons they have 33 sacks, one of the reasons they have five defensive touchdowns is because they are very, very, very aggressive. And when you get into a third and six-plus situation against them, Missy, here's what they do. They'll walk six and sometimes seven guys up on the line of scrimmage. And what they're trying to do is to confuse you and try to make you figure out who's coming and who's not. Now, normally when that happens, you want to protect the inside. So sometimes you have to make a gap call, which means guys have to play inside out. Well, when you do that and then you bail the inside guys out, that means now you've got to adjust. The offensive linemen have to adjust, or the running back has to adjust, or the tight end has to adjust to who is coming. That split second gives you just a pause for paralysis by analysis, and then you can't play as aggressively. The other thing that they do, and they gave up, they got a pick six touchdown last week, is, you know, we'll watch guys coming off the slot. Like Mike Hilton comes off the slot all the time, does a great job of coming up with a sack. They might bring one of their nickelback, Ladarius Webb, for instance, off the slot, and so the quarterback says, okay, that guy's coming. He's the receiver, the slot receiver, is my hot read. Well, I think it was last week when Stafford saw, okay, that's where I'm supposed to go because that's the way quarterbacks are coached. He throws there. Well, Weddle, their free safety, comes flying over to cover the slot receiver, gets a pick six. So they do a really nice job of disguising their coverages, disguising their blitzes, and they're very, very aggressive. That's why you don't want to get in a third and long, second and long situations on them. You want to be able to dictate how they play instead of allowing them defensively to dictate how you play.
All right. We, Tunch, have a surprise for you, as I mentioned in our pre-Twitter video. We were at Martino's on the Vine in Cincinnati for a Steelers Nation Unite event. And I met a nice man named Tony who gave me one of your trading cards.
Oh, God.
So maybe we could zoom in on this bad boy. This is a very young Tunch.
High school.
Labs joke that you look like you're 5 years old.
High school.
That's a high school photo?
Looks 12.
That was high school.
Not you didn't spend a lot of money on razor blades then. You didn't have to anyway. Doesn't look like.
Well, you know, that was the haircut of the time.
I was talking about this. Were you even old enough to...
No, there was nothing there. Yeah, I wasn't old enough. Yeah, there wasn't even peach fuzz. I didn't even need a cat.
So our thanks to Tony for passing this along to us. We're going to have you sign it for him and give it back. But we figured we'd have some fun with it. And speaking of Steelers Nation Unite members, today our keyword, because we're playing the Ravens, is rivalry. So head to SteelersNationUnite.com, enter the keyword rivalry to earn your yards for watching us. Tony, I hope you're watching and you got to see us have a little fun with Tunch. So that is going to do it for this edition of Steelers Live. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow at 4 p.m.